Hello there. This is episode 8 of Movies and Memories with Red and Hannah. And for our 8th episode, we're doing something different this time around. We started with romance and some indie stuff. We tackled some comedy and we're doing horror. So for this episode, we're doing The Conjuring by James Wan from 2013. And to tell you a little bit about the movie, here's Hannah.
All right. Hey, Red.
How
It's
are
been a
you?
while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's all right. Okay, so The Conjuring. It's about these two demonologists. They're a couple. Ed and shoot, I totally forgot her name. Well,
Lorraine.
they're the Warrens. Yeah, the Lorraine Warren. They're two like demonologists, and they investigate, paranormal activity. And that kind of stuff, like hauntings, and so they, during the film, they're actually investigating Annabelle, which becomes actually, part of the
The spin-off,
franchise of The
yeah.
Conjuring. Yeah, so they help investigate this new home that this family called the Perrin family. They move into this new home, and some like freaky things just start happening to all of them. It's five daughters and a mom and a dad, and just a bunch of freaky, creepy stuff happens to them individually. And they find out with the help of Ed and Lorraine that their house is haunted, and it was like there was like a witch who had hung herself there, who was like a descendant of this famous, notorious
Bathsheba.
witch. Yeah, she was a notorious witch that was descended from one of the witches from the Salem witch trials or something like that. And so, yeah, her name was Bathsheba, and it's her spirit. And she eventually, she, what's it called when you go inside someone's body?
Oh, she possesses.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. She possesses the mom. And yeah, there's this whole exorcism there that they have to do. It's spooky, and for some reason, even though it doesn't have any nudity, has like no swearing virtually, no blood, nothing crazy
No
like that. It
gore,
was
nothing.
still R-rated.
Exactly. Just for scares.
Just for the scare factor. This,
Which I think
yeah.
is a very brilliant marketing strategy. Wasn't that scary compared to other movies? Not
No, for sure. And I'm a wuss, so.
significantly less jump scares. But that's a good way to market your film. Like, yeah, it earned an R rating, even though there's no gore. It's that scary. But
That too.
it is atmospheric, but it's not that scary for
Yeah.
me.
Did I miss anything? No, I don't
I
know.
think
I
that's
feel like
it.
that was a really bad explanation,
Well,
but plot-wise, that
it's
was pretty much it
you cover the whole
from
plot
what
pretty
I
much.
rem from what I remember. And it's key thing is, and they use this for marketing, it's based on a true story,
Yeah, based on a
because
true story.
the family, the Perrin family, helped, or I think at least the mom helped, oh, helped consult for when they
The
wrote the
film.
movie, and they filmed it. And even Lorraine Warren before, well, she passed away 2019, so she was still
Yeah.
alive.
They did put in some creative liberties there because the original Bathsheba, she did not hang herself. I think she just died of old age. She went to jail for some reason, for something. But yeah, she died of natural causes in 1980s or 18 something something. I forgot. But
But
yeah.
the stuff that happened to them, they said was pretty accurate. They
Yeah.
redid that. But yeah,
Right.
story-wise with Bathsheba, no.
If
They added
anything,
for dramatic effect.
exactly. If I may add anything to this film just started a whole fucking franchise, right? Of horror films
It
for the
did.
foreseeable future. There's like 8
Okay.
films now. Yeah. And
There's a lot.
we're actually coming up on the 8th or 9th anniversary of this film. It was released in, when was it? 2013? July something? July 18, I
Yeah.
believe.
It's
July
almost a
19,
decade old.
2013. Almost a decade old. But yeah, it jump-started people's careers like Vera Farmiga, Patrick Wilson, and Ron Livingston. And, it's a good cast. It's a great cast. And Patrick
I
Wilson,
remember
yeah.
Ron Livingston though from like Sex and the City, I think.
Exactly.
Was he in
I
there? Yeah.
think he was in there. This is
Yeah, I just
such an
remember
odd role
not
for him.
liking him.
Did you like him in this film, though?
No.
No, like,
No.
your
He's
house is
one of those
haunted.
actors I just don't like.
You just don't like like
He's there, whatever, but like he doesn't stand out for me.
I understand he has to do a job, they have to pay off the loans and all
Yeah.
that kind of stuff. But your family's being your dog died on your first night there. Like, come
I
on.
know that's awful. I don't have any favorite scenes. I have like scenes where it just like it hurts.
Sticks with you.
The just basically the dog
Right, the dogs,
part
yeah,
of it.
shit. And they didn't even mourn him as much. Like, you know, like
Yeah. He
he's
was
part of your
there in the
family.
beginning and then the first couple days he died. What?
Sadie, yeah,
I was
Sadie,
not
yeah.
interested anymore.
I feel you, but they didn't even mourn him. The kids didn't even look for Sadie. Like, well, the one
Yeah.
daughter did. And they didn't mourn the dog. Like, come on, Sadie. Okay. So where or what themes do you think are being explored here? This is one question we kind of jump over a
Ooh.
lot recently.
Yeah, I would just say anything about haunting, really. The
Yeah.
theme. I don't know. What would it be? Family, maybe?
It's a horror film. Like,
Yeah, so
maybe
I don't know if there are any like real themes or lessons to be learned.
family, hey.
Haunting, trust your dog's instincts.
Like, happy memories with your family is
Yeah.
like, you know, they anchor
Don't be
you to each other.
possessed. Don't get possessed.
Don't buy a house from a bank auction. Like, come on. And when you find a boarded up basement, just don't.
So
And there's something
yeah.
about the title, right? The Conjuring. I actually thought
Actually, I
about
never
this.
know what knew what that meant.
Right?
To conjure, I know to conjure something is like to bring it
Yeah.
out, right? Is
Exactly.
that
I
all
think
right?
The Conjuring would be a better title for, I don't know, you remember the Evil Dead movie? The remake? You don't
I don't
like horror
know.
movies. And
Yes, I was telling you that I will watch horror movies when I'm in the mood, but it is definitely not my like
Cup of
go-to
tea.
genre.
Yeah.
And because my favorite of that type, where it's like bloody and stuff, it's black comedy
Yeah.
type of horror,
Yeah.
slasher thriller style. So anything that's like, the Babysitter, Happy Death Day, that type of
That kind of
movie,
stuff. The
Detention,
Purge.
but not exactly. Not
Yeah.
so much the jump scare.
Supernatural.
The only
Yeah.
reason I watched it at all was because of Doc.
Okay.
That was like his main thing he would want us to do is to hang out in his room, and with me and my other fraternity brothers and sisters is we he just like let's just watch horror movies. So that's probably the first time that I really watched any type of horror.
So you saw The Conjuring with Doc and the other friends.
No, not with him, but he made us watch. Which one is it? Like The Ring, and I hadn't seen any of these. My
The
best friend
Grudge.
loves horror movies, but she knows not that I'm not the person to watch it with. So the pur not the Purge, sorry, The Ring and the other one, The Grudge, those
The
types,
Grudge,
those
Ju-on, yeah.
movies, Shudder and the stuff like that.
They were fun. Those movies, those were like what, 2000s? They're fun to watch around with other friends, right? But I firmly believe people who watch horror movies alone are psychos.
Yeah, I had this roommate who watched horror movies, and her reasoning for me was like the reason she could stand them because she would request it too, even though knowing I don't watch it, but because like she just really was in the mood for it, I'd be like, okay, fine, I'll watch it with you, but I'd need to have like the light on or something. I have to be busy.
It
And she's
has to be
like,
like 10 a.m.
yeah, and her answer was so bizarre, like why she likes it. And she said it's because she knows it's not real, which makes I feel like any movie, it's not real, but why horror? And the weird thing is this roommate of mine had like a third eye. Like shit happened to her when we were in cinema in campus. So I was so confused by I feel like people just put that up to make them seem like cool and tough. And I don't know, I'll straight up tell you, like, I'm so scared of horror stuff. Yeah, it's weird.
It's fun. Wait, speaking of the supernatural, like for some of our listeners, because like 30% of our listeners are from the US, 40% from Canada. So for our Northern American listeners, the Philippines is a hotbed for the supernatural.
Just
Like,
where we went to university is
and
already.
yeah, where we went to university for Silliman, it was previously occupied by the Japanese during World War II. A lot of people died in that place. I myself have seen,
In
I've had
campus.
multiple encounters in that place. I actually wrote about
Oh,
it
okay.
recently.
I wanted to ask you because I am so grateful I don't. As far as I know, I don't have a third eye, but I have been a lot of my friends from uni had. And I have lived in Amigo Subdivision where people have always told me, okay, Hannah, like so stuff happened here, stuff happened in this little
Street.
building that we all dormed in together and stuff. And some I had never sensed it, but I heard like just creaking, and it seemed like someone laid down on the bed, not my bed, but like the bed of Theo actually. And later they like admit to me, yeah, actually I have a third eye, and there's a lot of stuff around here, but like they're just so like numb, not numb, it just doesn't bother them. They just like
Anymore.
let them be because they're just like peaceful, they say. So a lot
They're
of
not as
creepy
hateful.
a lot of creepy things have happened. Someone's seen my doppelganger right before I actually arrived, which is so weird. And they swear they saw me exactly what I had been wearing the day before, but I had changed my shirt at noon, and they saw me at 5 p.m. wearing that same shirt from before noon, before I changed, and I had already like a different shirt on. So it was so weird. I don't know. Just a bunch of stuff. Mostly Dumaguete. And then, yeah. I don't
So
know.
your question was, you said you
Oh,
wanted to
my
ask
question
me.
was for you. If you do so, you have a third eye.
I think
Do you
so, but
see? You do?
knock on wood. I mean, I haven't seen anything in
Oh, okay.
past few years, but I've had experiences for sure. Like,
Okay.
yeah, my first real my fa I don't want to say favorite, but the most frequent one. There was this one incident in 2009. I was hanging out with some of my fraternity brothers, right? We were on the rooftop, and you know Steds, right? Have you?
Oh, the
Oh
rooftop up there? You
the
live there?
rooftop. I lived there
I
for a
know
good
Jays are
3 years. Yeah, he lived in my room after I left.
Oh, okay,
That was my room. That was my room for years and
okay.
years. Okay, that was my roof deck. That
Right,
was my shit before
right.
it became before Silliman bought it and turned it into CrossGut. It was St. Elmo's dormitory before that. There
Right.
was a billiard hall, the second floor.
Oh.
What do you call that? That computer place? Where people pay
I
to
know what you
go.
mean. Yeah.
Anyway, at one of
It's an
those
internet cafe.
there was an internet cafe there.
But
It was so
the
cool.
branch, do you mean? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, shit.
Okay, I forgot the name. I
Netopia?
totally forgot.
Netopia.
Yeah, there's yeah, okay.
There was an Netopia there. Okay. So yeah, I lived on that building. And right across from my building, you can see the Arts and Sciences building. So it was around 4:30. My friends and I were playing guitars. We weren't drinking. We were completely sober. We were just smoking cigarettes, playing guitars, playing cards. And then out of the corner of my eye, in the building in front of us, I see someone or something with long hair and a white dress hiding behind a pillar and just poking her head out ever so gently, looking at me with her long hair swooping
So
down and
you
hiding
see
again.
the white lady.
I see a white lady and she does this and that, right? She's speaking playfully. I'm like, uh-oh. So I'm like, I've seen shit before, but I'm like, you know what, whatever. And then my best friend beside me, Kevin, he's like, bro, do you see that? I'm like, what do you see? I see a girl with long hair and white dress exactly on the floor where I saw her, right? I'm like, oh shit, I've seen her there. She's been at it for a while now. After 15 more minutes, two of my other friends saw her too. Like, bro, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Just don't mind her. Just don't mind her. And then the dark, it fell like 5:30, it got darker. And she was doing this more frantically, right? Doing this faster.
Oh.
And it got so freaky that we just started running downstairs and we're like, should we check it out? We should. And we did. It was, mind you, it was like August, right? It was nearing Founder's Day. So the whole building was closed. All the shutters were up. There's no way anyone would have been up there at that time because that building was closed. So four of us saw it. A week later, I was drunk. We were drinking with friends. It was Founder's Week and whatever. And then I turned a corner to go into my room and I see her again. This time she was just standing there in the pale moonlight, long black hair, white dress, just looking at me like that, no face.
Okay,
And I'm
I was gonna
like,
ask.
I bolted it. I slept with the lights on for that week, right?
Oh my
Two more weeks
goodness.
later, like midterms, so I was studying and I turned the corner again. She was there in arts and sciences, exact same spot, looking at me again. And at this point, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I just stopped minding her. Like, because the rooftop where I lived at, we called it the the rooftop, my pad, my loft. So to go to the washroom, I'd have to go outside my room and walk along the rooftop, and I'd be there, and to my left hand side would be the arts and sciences building. Sometimes at midnight I'd be peeing and I would see out of the corner of my eye the light turn on in the fourth floor AS men's washroom. It would turn on and off and on, and someone would be standing underneath the light.
Oh my
And
God.
I swear to God, it was her. She was just playing with me because I was alone in that fucking building, you know, that
Oh my
rooftop.
God.
So that happened a few times, and a few other ghost stories. Silliman has these big ass acacia trees for our listeners. So we have these big ass like acacia trees. You remember the big one? Right beside Shannon, in front of the gym, right beside the football field.
The notoriously big one that they say that has hung so many people or something, and that there was a story that this family had a baby or something, and it had they like an infant, and they touched this tree and the baby died, like a
What?
perfectly healthy baby had died,
I've
and they
not heard this
blamed this
story.
tree. They told us this at this like I joined in on the adults hall like tour.
Oh.
I didn't know that it was just meant for the adults guys, but
Okay.
I just joined in because one of my friends was in it. He's like, yeah, just come with. Well, we're doing a tour of the whole campus. So I was like, sure. And they're like, what dorm are you from? I wasn't in a dorm. Anyway, but yeah, that's what they were telling us about this tree. It was so freaky.
So my experience there is that one night we were sitting right outside the visual right by the Silliman Library outside where the kiosks are, right? So I was sitting on my girlfriend at the time's lap and I was looking right at the tree. My best friend again was playing guitar right beside me with his girlfriend and the lights went out. Like Silliman is notorious for weird shit happening after when the lights go out. So did you know that certain dormitories have their own backup generators just for these instances? Like
Oh,
within
that's
minutes,
good. I thought you were
which
gonna
is
say each dorm has their own like ghost. I'm like, yes.
No. Well,
But
that's
the
true too.
generators, I have no idea,
Generators.
but okay.
Okay, so under this one tree, in this one scenario, lights aren't supposed to be out in Silliman for over a minute or whatever because weird shit apparently happens, especially in Shannon Hall, the torture chamber. Okay, so when I was looking at the tree, when the lights went out, I could see visible against, again, the moonlight, were bodies hanging on that acacia tree, right?
Oh gosh.
Just swaying in the wind, and then when the
I got
lights turned back
chills.
on, they just disappeared. And I swear to God, I'm like, fuck. I saw at least three bodies swinging, right?
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, and Shannon, oh my God, I have so many ghost stories. But you probably know most of them too. I keep telling these to friends that I
I
meet.
just hear because I just hear this based on my friends who have because I personally don't, but there was this one incident that I was still live I had okay, so I didn't live in the dorm until my third year of
What?
college in IT. So
Okay.
I did when I first my as a freshman, my first year, I did not live in a dorm. I lived in like a
Apartments.
private, not an apartment yet. I was like just one of those boarding rooms, but not in campus.
Okay.
Just like right, actually right next to the high school, but not under
Oh.
Silliman. So I had
Okay.
never lived inside the campus until that third year in Pulido Hall because they had turned it into dorms. So I lived there for about a year, and there was only a few of us in our like floor in that dorm, but they said that there was like a black thing that was in the corner, and multiple people had seen it. Some creepy things had happened in my room where it seemed like someone opened the door, the front door, creaked it open, and like as if they went to my bathroom, opened it, closed it again, and then the front door closed. And I was just sitting in the corner in my bed, and me and my friend watched this happen. So that's just what happens to me. But like I don't, because I can't see them. I don't know, red, white, black lady. Someone they tried to explain to me the differences between the three. I think white is supposed to be like friendly. Black is like black and red are like the worst.
Yeah,
So you
they're
never want to
hateful.
see them. And then one time I was just walking to Pulido, walking through campus at night, and my friend who I was walking with stops me, holds me, and is like, "Hannah, can we go the other way?" She wanted us to take the long ass route all the way around Lorena
Just to
because
avoid
she saw us.
something.
But they were in our entries. So I was like, "We're still gonna have to pass them." I don't know
Excuse
what you want
me.
me to do. Yeah. And she's like, "Yep, they're there. There's people there." And I don't. She couldn't tell. And she was a little smaller than me, and I'm not very strong. So I was like, "I don't know what I'm supposed to do." But if you say so, like, I have to believe you. I totally believe in them. That's what my point is. I totally believe in their existence, and I respect it. I'm just glad that I don't have to see them. I hope I never have to see them, because I don't know if I have like the capacity
To hold it
or
together.
the strength. Like, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I want to ask, like, people who have been in Edith Carson have told me
Edith Carson,
stuff.
yeah.
But a
About
lot of
Edith
these people.
Carson giving them the main tour herself.
And then but a lot of these people like know that they have these third eye stuff. So I think if you just like you so used to it, it kind of just like nothing
Do you
really
want to hear the
great.
explanation of a Christian leader?
Okay.
Okay, because during again my best friend Ray's wedding, it's this is part three of my ghost stories, which I will publish soon on Medium. It's a
That's great.
multiple,
Oh,
it
cool.
spans multiple cities. It's Makati, Dumaguete, Baguio. This one part of the story actually takes place in Baguio. So, after Ray's wedding, they invited me kindly to go with them to Baguio for their honeymoon. So basically, on Ray's wedding, on their honeymoon, I was sleeping on the floor.
Okay, on
Was
their wedding
technically
night?
on their wedding night. It was technically a threesome. I was on the floor.
Wait, where did he get married?
He got married in somewhere in Manila.
Oh, okay.
Laguna.
All right, that
Yeah,
makes more sense.
but we drove off to Baguio shortly after that. So on this one trip to Baguio, their family was there too, but I was in the same room as the couple, so it was a threesome.
That's interesting.
Anyway,
Okay.
so
Wow.
they hired a van, and the driver was, I forgot his name. His name's Kuya June, and his wife was Ate Grace. Ate Grace was a church leader and an elementary school teacher in Manila. So as soon as we got to Baguio, we rested up. I bought Southern Comfort. We were drinking wine and everything. It was nearing midnight, and as usual, I have a ton load of ghost stories. So Ray's family was there, Jess's family was there too. We were chatting, and I was like talking up a storm about ghost stories, right? And as soon as I ran out of ghost stories, I think Grace turns to me and she says, "Red, are you done? My turn." I'm like, oh,
Oh.
okay. So Ate Grace explains it this way. Her family is they've been blessed. Okay, they're very spiritual, and they're very well in touch with their faith and all that. And she said her grandmother actually had the gift or the blessing,
Okay.
and they use it for good. And her explanation is certain people are gifted this ability of supernatural stuff, supernatural powers, supernatural abilities. Some people use it for good. They become faith healers. They become church leaders, in her case. And some people use it for bad. That's why there's manggugulams. There's like witches or whatever, especially in the Philippines. Yeah, some it's a gift, and they just didn't use it in the right way. Her family used it for good, and her mom actually tried to shield her from using her abilities, but her grandmother was very much in tune with her capacity, right? Her grandmother apparently could smell death. Oh no, that's her sister. Her sister could smell death.
Interesting.
The day before her grandmother died, their grandmother died. Her sister says, "I smell Lola's perfume." The next day, their grandmother died. And during the wake of her grandmother, they were both young at the time. She was she was watering the plants and whatever. And out of the mist of water while she was watering the plants, she saw her grandmother. So that's the first time she could actually see spirits. But again, her mother tried to shield her from this life of supernatural, right? So for the longest time, she just brushed off her gift. Eventually, she became a teacher and she became a principal. So during her tenure as a principal, there was this one grade A student who she was top of the class and whatever, right? She was like in grade school. And then the student just started acting up, like she wasn't performing as well. She became depressed. So they prayed over her because it was a Christian school. The teachers gathered, like, okay, let's pray over her, blah, blah, blah. But then it had no effect on this girl. She's just this dark energy over her, right? And then for the first time in forever, Ate Grace said, she said a prayer. She said, "Lord, give me the power to see." And for the first time in her life, she used her powers like willingly. And she saw from the shoulder of this little girl was a hateful spirit in the form of a little Spanish boy. The Spanish boy was white as hell, black hair, handsome looking boy, but he had no irises. He was just black. Oh no, yeah, just no, you know what? Yeah, it was just pure black in her,
No
pure
white, you
malice.
mean?
No whites, no whites.
Okay.
Just pure malice of blackness, right?
My
Just
God.
looking at her and smiling. And now she knew the proper prayers to say. And she chanted this prayer over and over again, like, "Lord, dispel any evil spirits clinging onto this little girl." And they repeated that and repeated that. And eventually, the spirit let go of the little girl, laughed, smiled the most evil smile, snickered a bit, and ran away. And then almost instantly, the little girl just woke up from her stupor, right? And she just like, she was just happy again. That's how she explained it. The second time is what really freaked me out. There's this other student who just became tired all of a sudden. Like his whole body was hurting and they didn't know what to do. And because of the prior incident with Ate Grace, they brought her back to him. And for the second time, she said, like, "Lord, give me the power to see." You know what she saw? It was a little demon just hanging onto the back of the little boy. Like, you know the movie The Shutter? It's that, but in real life. But it was this evil spirit that clung to this little boy and just made him tired. So apparently, the way she explains it is that demons and evil spirits, they latch on if you're spiritually and emotionally weak.
Weak,
If you're extremely weak, they can smell that and they latch on to that. That's especially, and the best bit of advice that she gave me was that in your moments of weakness, just know that there might be other spirits clinging on to you. You might not see them. You just have to say the right prayers, like, "Lord, dispel any evil energies around me," and you'll feel significantly better. And the way she explains it, too, ties in perfectly to Jaser's story, which is part two of this whole ghost story thing that I'm writing on Medium. She said she explains it that some people are able to harness this energy like chakra, like Naruto. I'm not a fan of Naruto. Are you a fan of Naruto?
No, I just know of it.
It's like a ball of
I
chakra
mean,
that you can
yeah.
project. It's like some
I
anime
well,
stuff, she
chakra is
said.
like a very, I think a Hindu or a Buddhist type of,
It's like a ball of
thing.
energy that you can
Yeah,
project.
it's like they try to open your chakras like in yoga and all that stuff. And
Yeah.
whatever. Okay.
So all the spirituality stuff, I respect it. And
Yeah.
they're real. Like, oh my God. I don't know, but I've always leaned towards that. Whereas when I tell North Americans these, Northern Americans are like, "Oh, we've never experienced anything like that." Why do you think that is, Hannah? Why is it that Asians and why weren't ghosts prevalent here in North America? Do
They're prevalent in they are prevalent.
they aren't prevalent here? No.
I feel like it I don't
Are
know.
they? Does Gabriel have any
Let me
preconditions?
ask. Maybe dead. Dead. Do you have a third eye? Do you have a third eye? Does any ghosty stuff happen to you? No? Okay, he says no.
Like 10 out of 10 Americans or Canadians. No, I've talked to a few people who actually have some spiritual
Well, I
experience like
assumed
that.
he would because he grew up in Ecuador, which I thought
Right.
would be more parallel with, the Philippines
The
that is
Philippines.
very Catholic,
Very Catholic.
very religious. Ecuador is, it is also,
Very, it's a foothold of
like
Christianity.
Roman
Roman
Catholic,
Catholic,
right? I don't know. In America, it's not as much. Like, not, yeah, none of my American friends, like people who have actually grown up here, have ever told
experience
me.
anything like that.
No,
Maybe because
I've
they haven't been
always
granted
my.
their the ghosts haven't been granted their visas yet, maybe.
Even in Austria. Even in Austria, no one's ever like told me like, oh, something creepy happened to me in Austria.
It's so Austria is so beautiful. I'd be disappointed if there aren't any ghosts. Like, it's perfect
There
for a
has
ghost,
to be. I mean, because
right?
especially like Holocaust alone,
Exactly. We had a
right?
million Jews died
The
there.
place where I go walking, shopping, like almost every day there, it's literally called the grave. It's called
The grave.
Graben because underneath, because of what happened in the Black Plague,
Oh, okay.
yeah, all the bodies are like underneath this thing, and there's like a whole statue that's dedicated to it, but it's all like designer. It's freaking
It's
designer, like
like
all
Louis
everything
Vuitton
there.
stores.
Yeah. It like in the corner was it like Cartier, and then in the side it's Louis Vuitton. On this side it's like the Longchamp bag store. Then there's like an H&M, but then there's a bunch of jewelry stores also. But like they're literally in a grave right there, and the church there have crypts and stuff. So I don't know. But
Crazy.
no one's ever been like, oh yeah, like there's ghosts and stuff. I feel like if we brought someone who had like a third eye and brought them there at night,
No, there's so
maybe
many.
they'll see some, maybe they'll see something.
Is
But yeah.
Austria generally religious? Or are people more?
So on paper, Roman Catholic or like Orthodox,
They're
Roman Catholic on
non-practicing though.
paper, yeah, but they will be not. Like we did this interview there at the Graben. At the grave back in back because I went to a Christian school, so for our Bible class we did interviews and we asked people like so on paper, because you do write it, what is your religion? And they would say yeah Roman Catholic, but I don't practice. I'm actually atheist. It's just for registering purposes. So a lot are agnostic, not religious, or straight up atheist.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Dang.
I don't
I've
know
been
why in the Philippines are we weak-minded?
maybe, or I don't know, or maybe we're just the last foothold of Christianity or Roman Catholicism in the world. That's why all the ghosts are
Or has just
there.
like too much stuff happened?
Who knows? Maybe. What if there here's a more romantic spin at things? What if the Philippines is the last battlefield for good and evil? What if
Maybe.
the moment the Roman Catholic Church loses their foothold in the Philippines, all hell just breaks loose? Oh, there's something there.
That's fair, right? Because just like for divorce alone, it's just it's down
Exactly.
to just the Vatican and the Philippines.
The Philippines. You get married in the Philippines, fam, you're married for life. But yeah,
Yeah.
it's crazy.
The
But yeah, ghost
religion has
stories.
like such a, or the
A
Catholic
major
Church has
pull.
a strong, well, I don't know what
Pull.
the term is. Pull,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we've diverted a lot, but that was very interesting,
Theme, just for
though.
theme. All right.
That's our theme. Yeah.
Yeah,
Christianity
yeah,
or
yeah.
religion. Okay. So we've also discussed where you first saw the film with Doc and friends.
No, okay, so Conjuring, I don't think so, but I feel like probably I would have watched it at Robinson's movie room. I'm sure some friends were just like, let's just watch it. So I probably agreed just because it was at least in a group And you know,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's fun. Because I remember watching it on my laptop. But the second movie, though, I saw it with friends. No, that was interesting. That was interesting.
Two, Conjuring
The
Two.
Conjuring 2, yeah. I saw it with
Oh,
friends.
we have been trying to watch it all week, but I keep falling asleep. So last night I fell asleep 30 minutes into it. We're gonna try it. Like, this is gonna be my second or third attempt to watch it.
The jump scares in that film are significantly scarier for me.
Okay.
So yeah, I hope you enjoy it. Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, it should have kept me awake because it was pretty scary, but I was just too tired. And
Maybe.
then because I want to watch the third one because it's on HBO, because I want to be able to watch the third one. I'm pretty sure I've seen the first Annabelle and at least the one that says comes
The
home.
Nun. Annabelle Comes Home, yeah.
The Nun I
Yeah.
haven't seen, but I did
It's
see the curse
corny as
of
hell.
the
La
of
Llorona.
okay, La
Yeah.
Llorona,
La Llorona.
not knowing it was connected or not
Yeah.
knowing it was in like the same thing.
Same
It was
universe, yeah.
okay.
It was okay. And
Yeah.
that's also based in some like real life traditions, apparently. The Curse of La Llorona or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I assume so.
You know, movies that are based somehow freely on real stuff, I think that adds more weight to it, right? Makes it more scarier because it's
Yeah.
based on real things. But I hope it translated well to the movie because I have not seen it. Maybe I'll watch it. I'm not sure. But
I wish
yeah,
someone would
or
make a horror movie, or not a horror, it doesn't have to be a horror movie, just like a haunting, even if it was a docu, I'd totally watch it, about the stuff
Yeah.
that happened in Dumaguete or around it, anything about like World War II,
Because
you
there's
know, stuff
just
that
a
happened in
wealth
World
of
War II,
history. Yeah,
right?
some actual deaths there, you know.
I just remembered that one time, just for like shits and giggles, me and two guy friends and one of my girlfriends, they were all like Filipino American, so they had heard about this.
Okay, there we got disconnected.
Oh, okay. All right. What
Yeah,
was it?
so yeah, you were saying you and your friends go.
Okay, so someone had heard about this house that was, I'm pretty sure, near the beach. So I forget
Okay.
which towns are the ones near the beach. Is that Baez? Baez sounds right. So they had heard about this house where they were told that if you go, you just wouldn't be able to go. You physically could not go nearer to the house.
Okay.
So between the house seemed abandoned and the grass had outgrown itself. So it just seemed abandoned and that was it. And
Okay.
so the story was that this father went crazy and something
Killed the
happened to
maids.
him. He got demon possessed and killed his whole family and buried them there where the grass was as was actually. And so we went there. We drove all the way. It was so, and we went that night too.
Okay.
So out, just it was too scary. I didn't like go crazy. I was just like still from how scared I was, like frozen. And for me, it was just already too freaky. So I was like, I'm just gonna stay here by the motorcycles. Like, I'm okay. You guys can go explore because they were braver than me. So I was just like, just let me know how it goes. And them three, as brave as they were, as down as they were, they could not move. Like they could not physically go up. I was like, are you stuck or something? He's like, no, I just like it's as if they couldn't be allowed to move forward. They could go backwards to me where I was with the motorcycles. I'm just like sitting on one and there's like I can't go past like the grass. And that's it. And
It's
so we
like
had
a
to leave. We
barrier.
couldn't do anything. We just like we even if we wanted to go just check on the house, look in the window or something, you know, or just stand on the porch, they couldn't go. They couldn't move. It
Damn.
was really freaky.
It's like a physical barrier between the living and the dead. Like, you
Yeah.
know, oh,
They I
shit.
don't think they any no one saw anything. No one like saw a ghost or anything, but like just the place itself. It wasn't even like a vibe. They just couldn't. For
Just
me, it was just the
emanated pure evil.
vibe.
Yeah,
Just super evil.
But
It
hey.
always comes from evil, though.
Yes.
Something evil really happens,
And
and it just lingers.
some movies, we also have to make the distinction that this movie is not a ghost movie. It's a demon movie.
Yeah,
Yeah,
demon
because
movie.
she was just so demonic.
Spirit.
Spirit, yeah. So I think that distinction has to be made. But see, I saw this film laptop. So th is that your part the memory you have associated to the film, or
Yeah, just being in Dumaguete
being the
around my friends who have like the third eyes and just like, oh yeah, there's a ghost right there. There's something here. Oh
Yeah.
yeah, totally, Hannah. No one's like latched onto you, but there's someone like just trying to, wants to hang out with you next to me. And I was like, I don't know, they could totally be fucking with me, right?
That's
But I
right.
was like, but if it's true, I don't want to
Hey.
piss them off.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why I just kind of be like, oh, it's cool, it happens. But then as long as it doesn't like affect me,
Yeah.
then no. Yeah.
Okay. Now, okay, my memory, one memory that I would associate this with. Okay. Is that good?
Yeah, Gabriel said he had a warning that I'm checking. It says 277, but I'm not sure.
Maybe yes. Okay.
A lot.
It's ghosts messing with us. Who knows? Anna.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah.
We good?
Yeah, should be.
Okay, cool. So,
You're saying?
at what point did we get cut off? When I was telling you about Jaser.
Saying about your memory. Oh, wait. You said something about the chakras earlier, but I don't think you ever finished your thought.
The
Because
truck?
I don't remember the thing about Jaser.
Oh, okay.
What about Jaser?
Okay. So anyway, so we have this one friend, Jaser. He's a musician and a writer. And he used to live in what we call the White House in the Magetty. It's a few. Again, this is part of this whole thing that I'm writing right now, but just to give you a quick background, the house that he lived in was built in the early 1900s, apparently. It was owned by this Don and Doña. I don't remember the Don's name, but I remember the Doña's name. Doña is Spanish for madam or lady of the house. Doña Victoria was this Spanish woman who lived in the Magetty back in the day. They died a long time ago, and the house that they built, the White House, was eventually turned, or is currently, an apartment complex. It's rented out to students for cheap, and this house is notorious for being haunted as hell. And apparently she never left the building, and she's still there. So she's like Bathsheba, not really. She's nicer. And apparently she has a huge crush on her friend Jaser, which again I won't get.
Hello.
Okay, Anna.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh shit, this is getting
But
weird.
it's just Anchor though, because your Zoom, the Zoom still works. It doesn't like stop either. It weird because we're talking about stuff? It just like doesn't like Anchor.
Right? Doesn't want us to talk
Does
about
the
spirits.
Zooms keep working? Does it freeze on you?
No, not at all.
No,
Well, yours a
right?
little bit sometimes. Oh yeah, so it's your connection.
Weird.
Yeah, good Lord. So for our listeners, we keep getting disconnected for some reason. Just the podcast app, because our video seems to be working, all right?
Yeah.
Because you know one thing that Ate Grace also told me that one night that really sent shivers down our spine. Because as soon as she wrapped her story up, this was around midnight, shortly after midnight, and she said, Red, you know the thing about spirits? They can hear us. And when we're talking about them, they listen.
Yeah.
And just shortly after she said that, a wind goes inside this little inn, right? And just like, okay, we're going to sleep, guys. That's how we ended our night. So, you know, we mean no harm, spirits. Just like, we acknowledge you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's acknowledging them.
Right?
Because I
Hey.
think it would be pissed. It would piss him off if we're like, "Oh no, I don't believe in them and all that."
Exactly.
Because I know people that they really, yeah, they don't. They don't. My mom straight up just like doesn't ever want to have to talk about ghosts or something. Like
She's
I
scared
never.
herself.
I don't know if she's scared, but like I was just watching Bob's Burgers. Like I like having it in the background when I was home, just whenever I'm like doing anything, like chores, whatever. I like having it on the background because it's hilarious. So I was watching or listening really just to like one of the Halloween episodes and it was ghost themed.
Okay.
And this is Bob's Burgers, which is
A cartoon.
basically for kids. It's like a PG-13 teen kids, right?
Exactly.
And she was just like, "What are you watching, Hannah? Why are you watching something about ghosts? Like, you know how evil that is. You don't watch something about ghosts." And I was like, "It's a cartoon." And it's not, it turns out that there was no actual ghost in the
Like Scooby-Doo
episode.
then.
Yeah.
No.
And for her, it was just like so taboo. You don't mess with any of that. No. It was really
Hey.
funny.
Moms and ghosts. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's
Yeah,
jump
yeah.
forward and let's talk about Doña Victoria and all the ghosts that we
But
have in our
the White House
past.
you're talking about, it's the one, what street is it? It's the one
It's
right next to school.
right behind the engineering building.
Right
You know, the
behind the
Opeñas
engineering building.
hotel restaurant?
Right. Yeah,
Right.
yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Oh, shoot.
In front of the in front of your IT building.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
Right
yes,
down that road.
I know what you
Yeah,
mean. I know
area.
what you mean. And I think John Mark also lives there. We're just
Yeah.
like calling out these people.
Exactly. Love you
I
guys.
remember th I remember they would talk about it, how they live in the White House and stuff.
It's fucking scary as hell.
I think they shared a room where they were like next to each other's rooms and it just sounded like someone was there, but no one was actually there. It was weird. I don't know.
It's a
They
weird
said
ass
a lot of
building.
weird things.
Yeah.
Well, weird things that happened to them.
Lots of hateful spirits in that building, apparently. But
Yeah.
yeah, okay. So, what is your favorite scene in the entire film? From what
Okay.
you can remember, with your eyes open, okay?
Favorite scene.
You probably watch this with your eyes closed, eh? Okay. No.
Looking away, yeah.
You're looking away.
I honestly can't think of one. I don't have one. I have
What
a
can you
scene,
remember, at least?
just the dog dying. I thought that would have had a little bit more weight.
Oh yeah, but
You
you've
know?
seen the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't remember any of the scares.
Well, The Exorcism, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah,
I
well,
wouldn't say it's my favorite.
it's okay.
Like,
All right,
okay, I guess for
for kicks.
cin for even for cinema, it wasn't that, you know, didn't have that much of a, it wasn't that impressive,
For
I'd
you.
say.
Okay, yeah,
No.
because this film is very atmospheric, and the scares feel earned. What, there's something moving behind you, Anna. Do
Really?
you have like something smoking behind you? What is that?
Smoking?
Yes.
He's vaping.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. I saw like something moving, something white.
Oh
That's
no, that's
funny.
so
That's
scary. He's vaping. Okay, he was vaping.
like, what? Something white and misty.
Okay. Don't
Clawing its way
scare
toward
me. Now you're
the
scared.
ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay. So all the scares feel earned in this film. Like, you don't even remember the you want to play a game of hide and clap scene? Like when the mother she was playing hide and clap with her daughter or whatever. And then she found herself in the basement. No, that was after they played hide and clap, and it was the middle of the night, and she heard rattling, something happening in the house, and she ended up being trapped in the basement. And those hands came up behind her. Do you want to play a game of hide and clap?
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, that was so earned. That was a good
The
scare.
cop though is the one I felt sort
Brad.
of but 'cause I couldn't see it so clearly, but was the maid or
Maid.
whoever,
Yeah.
did she have her wrist slit or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's why.
He was
Because
the
I
one
was
who
like, who
was
is that?
injured the most. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Look what she made me do. Yeah, out of everyone, I think he got it the worst. He got his
Yeah,
face like scarred,
yeah.
disfigured.
He got like bitten in this.
In their face, yeah.
Yeah. I felt bad for him. Because he was a pretty cute actor. And I was trying to
Yeah.
Google where I saw him, and he was in. I could never finish it, but the Fuller House
Oh
series.
yeah, he was on there.
Yeah, he was on there.
He's Brad. Brad the cop. But yeah, and there's that other guy, the Asian guy.
Yeah, he's like
Yeah.
their
He's
intern or
cool.
something. Yeah,
He's
he's all right.
cool.
He's all right.
Yeah. He didn't even act scared at all. He was just doing his job. But yeah, my favorite scene, I think, would have to be out of all the scares that really worked for me and that stuck with me, was the one where the girl was just banging her head. I posted it on my Instagram story. The daughter just banging her head on the door, on the closet door, and her
Oh
sister helping
yeah.
her out.
Isn't that the girl from Twilight? The
Mate.
daughter?
Oh, is that her? Oh yeah, that
Think
is
so,
her.
right?
Is that her? We'll have to Google
Uh-uh.
that later.
So the eldest daughter is in that movie I mentioned called Detention.
Detention.
Yeah. So that is, it's not horror, not really. It's semi-slasher, but it's more black comedy. That's
Oh.
the type of horror
Oh yeah, that was
that I
her.
like.
Mackenzie Foy is Renesmee on
On from Twilight.
Twilight.
Yeah, but the eldest sister is the one from Detention.
Nancy Perrin, yeah. Okay.
I
I
think
haven't
the
seen
eldest. She was
Detention.
the tallest of the daughters.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look that up then. But yeah. So very good film. So that's my favorite, the one where she was banging her head. And the music just plays such a huge part of that film. And I don't know. I also do like when I like how they portray the Warrens. They're not like super like crazy about just putting everything on spirits, like weird shit happening in your house. They'll actually check the pipes. Like, yep, that wasn't a ghost. That's just a pipe. That's just a house moving. You know, there's one scene where a client asked for their help, and they're very skeptical about stuff too. But the moment they arrived at the Baron house, they're like, "Yeah, there's something going on here. This is weird shit. We gotta help this family." And I like how they portray the parent, the Warrens, because they genuinely want to help out too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what are
That's
your
good.
observations about the film? Any research that came up?
Let me think. I actually right any I because I just had I just thought of something, but then I totally forgot.
Okay, well, let me start then. Just to help out.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a blockbuster smash hit, because you know it made like $319.5 million globally, and guess how much your budget was?
Like 40 mil or something.
20 million.
Oh, 20.
Such a small budget compared, right? Like, damn. Maybe that's why they managed to make so much more movies and jumpstart everyone's careers and shit. You know, Patrick Wilson's basically in four franchises at this point. He's in Insidious. He's in The Conjuring. He's in fucking he was in God dang, Aquaman. And wasn't he in The Watchmen? He was in The Watchmen, wasn't he?
I feel like he was. I feel like he was.
Watchmen. Yeah,
But
I think
yeah,
he was
I
there
always
too.
thought Patrick Wilson was a Wilson brother, but he's actually not like related.
Like Owen Wilson.
Yeah. I thought he was related to them, and he's like not. So okay. But yeah, I do like Patrick Wilson. I like Vera Farmiga. I like her little sister too. She was the nun.
Yeah. Oh, she was?
Yeah. They have a
Pretty
pretty
cool.
big age gap, but yeah, her younger sister played the nun. And the younger sister, I forgot her, she's also her last name is also Farmiga. She's in Final Girls, and that's like the same the genre that I'm talking about, the black comedy
Oh,
style. So she was
okay.
in that.
Gory stuff, okay. It's gory,
Yeah.
right? Okay.
I like it when they make fun of the camp movies, the camp
Yeah.
horror movies. That's my thing. I'm not even that big of a Halloween, Freddy Krueger. I'm not that crazy about those, but I like the movies that make fun of him.
How about Cabin in the Woods?
Love
Yeah.
it. Love it.
Love
That's
it.
my that genre. That
Yes.
specific niche of the horror. That's my that what that's what I can watch by myself and then I'm okay.
They killed Pretty Boy Thor in there. Chris
I
Hemsworth. They killed him off, and I love
I hope
it.
we can do Cabin in the Woods one
We
time.
will.
That's
We shall. We shall at
I
one
like
point.
that. That's probably one of my favorite. When it came out, I was just like, this is so happy. I thought I'd be really scared. I forgot who like convinced me. But they told me, no, Hannah, you will actually like it. So I was like, okay, I'll give it a chance. And then I did.
I
Oh, James
remember a
Wan.
lot.
Okay, never mind. Sorry,
I
go.
remember a lot of people hating Cabin in the Woods. Like, it's not a horror movie, but they just didn't get that it was satire
Yeah.
in a way.
I liked
And
it. I like it.
they all died in the end. They died for a reason. Because they're the virgins. Like, you know, come on.
They didn't
Anyway.
do the sacrifice correctly.
Exactly. It was the end
Exactly.
of the world. But yeah, it
It's a
was.
cool concept. Like, what if, okay, because that basically all of these are true. They acknowledge that all these like haunting
Monsters, yeah.
stuff and sacrifice things or sacrificial things that they need to do and whatever omens, prophecies, they're real. So they had to put it down to a scientific
Exactly.
like thing to figure it all out. I
Just
liked
making
it.
fun of the whole concept of horror movies and ghosts and all
Yeah,
that stuff.
I liked it. I loved it.
Executed to perfection, but yeah.
So James
Okay.
Wan also did Saw,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, it.
So I finally watched the Saw movie a couple weeks ago when I was still here.
Did you like it?
I had only seen Scary Movie, and I just knew about Saw, where it was
Because
just
of
like you
Scary Movie.
had mostly because of Scary Movie and just because of like all the parodies and stuff, and you know. It was always talked about. And then I finally watched it, and oh my gosh, it was just creepy. It was just too creepy.
Someone
I
playing games with
couldn't,
their life. Yeah.
yeah. It was too creepy. And I was like, okay, I'm willing to watch the next one, but will they answer my question of who it is and all that? And it's like, I was told no. So if
No, they
I,
never will.
so that's why I was like, I kind of don't want to because if I'm never gonna ever get closure, I think I would just go crazy. And if that's the point, then well done. Well
So
done.
what I think is scary about Saw is that you have no agency at all. Like, your life is in someone else's hands. You're just playing their game.
It's
You're
so
gonna lose
cool.
anyways. Yeah, it's so evil. It's pure evil.
Yeah.
That
And then
was
Insidious though, I love.
yeah.
I like the whole concept of it. The
The red demon at the end.
sequels,
Yeah.
I don't remember if I like the sequels so much, but definitely the first one I liked and the second one I think. I did enjoy those. And Patrick Wilson's also in Roseburn. Oh, there was a cool thing I read about for The Conjuring. So in the Philippines when it came out, they had to have like a priest come and bless the cinema or something. Let me see, where did it say it? Okay, so when the movie was shown in the Philippines, some cinemas had to hire Catholic priests to bless the viewers before showing it.
Oh God.
This was due to some viewers having reported a negative presence after watching the film. The priest also provided spiritual and psychological help to the viewers, which is really thoughtful,
Yeah, it's very
you know?
nice. Very Filipino.
So in the Philippines, because I feel like that is just so normal. Like every family I'm sure has this whole thing.
Has an altar with holy water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has my both sides of my family, mom and my dad's side, thankfully have never told me about, you know, having any paranormal stuff go on. I have an uncle, my aunt and her husband are actually pastors in Dumaguete.
Yeah, there.
And I moved into a distant relative who was a member of their church, her house in the corner of Daro. So the block where Silliman is, her house was right in the corner across the street. And it got sold already, but I moved in there for a couple of months. I just rented a room. And what a few weeks into me living there. I was wondering why my aunt and uncle were visiting. I thought maybe they were to see me or something, but they're like, no, Hannah, you have to stay. We're gonna be blessing the
Yes.
house, the property.
Okay.
So I was like,
Well.
okay, what's happening? And my auntie, my landlady, was like, well, during the whole thing was crying and crying because apparently there were just a lot of negative demonic,
Energies.
yeah,
Dang.
and yeah, like all over. And so they placed stuff in each like corner, to like bless the house and get
Wow.
them to like just get out of there
That's
or
interesting.
something. I have no idea. I was really skeptical about it
But you
because
know how Filipinos are?
what?
We bless properties, and if people buy a new car, they also bless the car. It's not
Yeah.
a thing here in Northern America.
No. That's what I realized because when I first moved to Dumaguete, in that first dorm that I had been in,
They
they
blessed it.
blessed my room. So I'm
Oh,
like, sure,
dang.
great, but I didn't even stay in that room very long. Thankfully nothing happened to me while I was there. Thank
Yeah.
God. Like if that was really what
Cool.
prevented anything from happening, so great, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I realized that's like a real thing.
Yeah,
I've never heard
shit.
in Austria, I've never really heard. Oh, Filipinos. Filipinos will have their houses blessed. So I've been to
Yeah.
a bunch of house blessings when they like first get in and stuff. Cars,
Right.
not so
Free
much.
food. Yeah, cars,
Exactly.
man.
I get and you get a tour of the house and all that. They can
Yeah.
show off all their shit.
So this is a picture of one thing about house tours in the Philippines, like they gotta hang up people's diplomas. This is your uncle's diploma from this university. Oh God.
Oh, and then I
It
realized how Filipino I didn't never saw my mom as very, very typical Filipino, like 25%, right? But then I realized because she lives in the apartment that we had all lived in alone most of the time, unless we were visiting her. And I realized in the kitchen, she posted all her shit, her stuff. Her diploma, not no, okay, not a diploma, but her like Nobel Peace Prize thing, and then like
Wow, that's
just like
impressive, though.
awards and like recognitions and stuff, and then like she started putting
Most.
stuff up, you know.
Shame for the kids. Like, oh, you're most polite in kindergarten. Perfect
She didn't
attendance.
put anything of me and my brothers, though. My diploma is like is hidden in like a file. I think I have it with me in like my folder of things, like my original stuff. Yeah.
Filipinisms are fun. So fun. Wait, let me guess. So your family there is a Christian?
Yeah. Oh,
Christian,
okay. So on my dad's side, yeah, they're all like born again Christian. That aunt though is, yeah.
I was
Her
gonna
and her
ask
husband
because
in Dumaguete.
because most Filipino Roman Catholics, this is one thing you'll always find in the dining room. It's a picture of the Last Supper.
Oh, that's staple. You even see it in cafeterias.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
right behind it, or right beside it, is like a big spoon and fork hanging on the wall, a wooden spoon and fork. You remember that
That's so funny. There, the cafeteria I used to get food at, that was just right on the provincial government like property where I used to work. It was so funny, and I posted a photo of this. But in there, they had I think it was a calendar of the Last Supper. One of the guys, who I guess would have been Judas, right, who betrays Jesus, looked exactly like Russell Brand. So I took a photo of it and I tagged him on Twitter and he retweeted it.
Oh shit, that's so cool.
And then on the other side of the Last Supper was whoever whichever apostle it would have been, maybe Peter, looked exactly
Seth
like
Rogen.
Jude Law.
Oh, Jude Law. Oh, he's good looking. Okay.
But
We
it was
meet.
so fun. I looked into it and I was like, because usually it's like, you know, the generic, generic Last Supper paintings that everyone has, but this one was
Had
based on,
detail.
if it was a movie, Russell Brand probably would have been Judas and Jude Law would have been like Peter.
Of course, they had
It's
to make
so
Judas
funny.
English, but yeah.
With the long hair and everything.
No, pretty cool with a beard and shit,
The
yeah.
features were very, like, I'll send it to you. It's really
To the point.
funny. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Oh, one thing about Filipino calendarias, they'd usually have the Last Supper in the middle, and somewhere in
Okay.
the kitchen is a calendar from Tanduay Ram, so naked women, right, posing in the calendars. Somewhere there.
Yeah.
Filipino
That's
households are fun.
hilarious.
Okay, so any other observations you want to add here? I think
Oh,
we're good.
fun fact though, which I
Okay,
think,
sure.
okay, just one fun fact about the composer. Did you read about this?
No.
Okay, let me find it. Okay. So
Composers
this is
go.
the second time that Joseph Bishara scored a James Wan movie, but it was also the second time he played a demon. So he was a composer
Oh.
and an actor, and he played the demon in this
Oh,
movie.
I
And
didn't know that.
he played the lipstick faced demon in Insidious.
Okay.
And then he also and then he played Bathsheba. But he
Oh
also made the
shit.
music, so that's fun.
Bathsheba's a
So
guy. Oh,
talented.
goddamn.
Yeah, played by a
Goddamn.
guy.
Played by
So
a
yeah,
guy.
that's talent, right?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, the makeup team just did him justice. Hey. All right. So any similar recommendations to this film
The
for
whole
people who
franchise.
are interested? Just the
The
whole
whole
franchise.
franchise,
Yeah.
pretty much. That's
I was gonna ask, like, what are your favorite
right.
horror films? But I'm like, yeah, no.
Oh, okay. Well, the ones that like I always end up going back
Recommending.
to, well, because yeah, well, aside from like my black
Pursuit of Prejudice.
comedy,
Yeah.
horror movies, Shudder was freaky.
Oh,
There was
yeah.
a, I don't remember the name so well though, but like the Thai, I think it was Thai. And then
Shudder was good, yeah. They remade it
Shudder.
into English, it was sucked so bad. The original one, watch it. The Taiwanese or
Okay.
whatever. The Thai version, yeah. Shudder.
Wait, there's an
Mine,
English one?
here's an English one. I think it's
Oh, okay, I
Scarlett
haven't seen it.
Johansson.
What?
Okay. The Shudder
Same story?
movie in US. Yeah. I think they remade it.
Oh. Okay, I did not see that
It was
one.
terrible. It was
Okay, yeah,
terrible.
never mind. Yeah, everyone
Never
always says the remakes are not good. I did see The Grudge, the remake version. I think I've only seen the first one actually.
Yeah.
So,
The
yeah,
original Asian
there's
versions are
that.
so much better. Yeah.
Okay, I've seen The Ring.
The Ring, yeah.
Yeah, if you like that kind of stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Mine,
If you
I would
want more
have to
James Wan,
recommend.
Saw.
Yeah,
Okay.
I would have to recommend. What's this? For some reason, I really like Babadook. Babadook, Babadook. Have you seen that?
Heard of this. Heard of this.
Babadook
Yeah.
is
Okay.
pretty scary. Just on the tangent of horror movies, I still really, really love The Shining. Stanley Kubrick
Oh,
shot that
okay.
film to perfection. Here's Johnny. Like, imagine your father running after you with a fucking axe. I mean,
Yeah.
terrifying.
I didn't really understand
The
the
Shining.
Doctor Sleep. Because I was told
Yeah.
it's a
It's a
sequel. So
sequel,
I
yeah.
was like prepared. We watched it in the
It
cinema and
starred
I was like,
Jack
oh,
Torrance, yeah.
yeah, I was like prepared for it to be really, really scary. And then it was just confusing.
No.
Then it felt like fantasy something. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, stick with
Or magic,
the
even.
originals. Yeah. 'Cause they
Like
were
something with
building towards that.
superpowers. So I was just
All
like,
right.
okay.
Yeah. Because when you have the shine, it's like you have this sort of power and something.
Oh,
But yeah,
okay.
they dive into that. So
Yeah.
anyway. Yeah, for horror movies, I like It Follows. Not a lot of people hate it. Have you seen It Follows?
Oh, I thought you meant it. I was gonna say
No, no,
it.
no. It
Oh, okay.
Follows. It's
Oh.
when was it? It was a fairly recent movie. I remember showing it to someone, like this girl I used to date and her cousins. They didn't like it, I'm like, what? They didn't like it. It was a 2014 film. It's fucking haunting. I think it's not what you think it is. It's about the death and the decisions you make. It's so much more deeper than just a simple horror movie. It's like the decisions you make, they follow you well after you've done the deed or whatever. So yeah, anyway, it's very cool. To our listeners,
Okay.
please watch it. Horror films, awesome. Do you think this would be the last horror film we'll ever make? Or do you think we could cover more?
Yeah, we could do more.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
So final
I think it's
thoughts.
good to good to go, in a
Yeah,
different direction
horror
sometimes.
movies are fun. What are your final thoughts on the film? We're well past hour 10 minutes, so it was fun though.
Well, back to the thing about, the whole
Spirit.
spiritual and stuff. It is something to look into, like, even if you are not someone who is, big on
Super.
faith and spirituality, there is something to look into it. Like, it usually ends up being someone's, like, last resort to look into, especially if you're feeling depressed. You don't know. It could just really be that something's latching onto you. And they're all talking about, like, good vibes and all that stuff, like, trying to get good vibes. Yes, but maybe there is really something to let go and
At the grace is OG.
yeah.
Thanks, at the grace.
Yeah.
You and your
No,
wisdom.
I totally believe her. There's totally something with that, and if you would want to be preyed on, it would never hurt.
Yeah, no, never.
Yeah.
Prayers are wonderful. Faith, God. Okay. I mean, But all right. Well,
That's
my
for
final
me.
thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like how this movie is shot. I mean, for me, it's a rewatchable horror movie. It really is. I can watch this again tonight. And mostly because I already know the scary scenes. I won't be scared as much. But I like how this movie builds and earns its scares. It's fantastic in that way. It's not cheap. There's the few jump scares that are in the film, they work towards it. So I like that. And yeah, like the characters are perfect. I mean, Ron Livingston could have been done a little better. Like, come on, your family is getting fucking possessed
Oh,
by
you
demons.
mean him as like the dad as a character, not
The
the
dad,
actor.
no, the dad, like, come on, they
Oh
should
yeah,
have
the
done a
dad was
better job at
also
writing it.
crappy.
He was crappy. Like, I know he had a job to do. He had to drive long haul, but yeah, you got to be there for your family.
And he has
You
five
know.
daughters.
Five daughters. He has to feed every, yeah, and he's the only one working because the mom was a, she had a, her hands full too, like five daughters. That's crazy. But yeah, or just not live in that house. Like your dog dies in the first few nights.
Oh, there was
So.
one thing though I thought was interesting. Since we live in North America, you and I did not know that you didn't necessarily have to disclose if something bad happened in your house, like when you sell it.
Oh yeah.
Because
In Rhode
they're
Island.
apparently in Rhode Island, they don't. I don't know
Yeah.
about like here in Florida, in Canada, what's the policy, but I think because it affects the market price
Yeah.
definitely by a lot, then
I'm
whether
not
or not
sure.
you disclose it, it'll affect it. But I feel like you should at least say something.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah,
Right?
there should at least be a warning. That's why people usually ask, like, oh, why? Like, it's always fishy when a house is super cheap. It's like, why is this
Exactly.
cheap right
It's a
now?
red flag right away.
It's a red flag. So I thought, yeah, that's just one thing.
I'm not sure what the rules are in Canada, but yeah. Damn, there's got to be a re you just got to do your research, right? Why is it cheap? Like, yeah, don't again, don't buy a
Make
house from
friends
a
with a
bank
real
auction.
estate agent. Like, we have a friend here who's a real estate agent. So if
Just do
ever
your
to look for a
research.
house,
Yeah.
please let me know.
Oh, hey.
Or I gotta call someone to bless the house.
To pray over it, yeah. But
Yeah.
hey, that was a fun episode, Hannah.
Yeah, it
Have we
was.
decided? Are we good for the next episode? The one we
Yeah,
talked
so we're
about?
gonna do Chef.
Chef. Woo! Favorite. One of my favorite movies. We're doing
All
Chef.
right.
Jon Favreau. Yeah, it's star-studded cast. So Hannah, thank you so much for sparing your
Thank
time.
you,
We.
Red.
It was a very fun episode. We were
Yep, yep,
haunted
yep,
for a few
too.
seconds. Some spirits just did, some
I know.
forces intervened. For our listeners, thank you so much. Yeah, some people reached out to me that they're still following the podcast, and that's so awesome.
Yeah,
Thank you
so
so much,
sweet.
guys. We know who you are. We love you.
We
And
appreciate
yeah,
it.
appreciate it. Again, this is
Okay.
Brett. Thank you, Hannah.
Thanks, Red. Have a good night.
This is episode 8 of Movies and Memories with Brett and Anna. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.